Smile. No matter what this day is gonna give, I'm fine, yeah. Seeing all my friends and our pals.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, depending upon where you happen to be in the world right now. This is Larry Kimpel, one-fourth of the Kimpel Quartet, which is myself, my lovely wife Kim, and our son Jordan, and our little dog Rascal. We're here for the Dr. Kim Show Wellness Wednesday, and we're changing the focus of the show just a tad to include wellness. That's something that Kim and I are finding out about, and we want to share it with you guys to help you to live a better life. Through some of the wonderful things that we've found out through doTERRA essential oils. Man, they work. And so anyway, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to my illustrious better half, way better half, Dr. Kim Kimpel.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Kimpel.
You're welcome.
And good morning, good afternoon. Mm. Good evening, mm-hmm. Or good night, right?
Or good night.
Or good night, right?
Is that somewhere?
It's somewhere. Mm-hmm. Somewhere. It's kind of like they said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
So, well, we've been off the air for a minute, trying to regroup and doing a bunch of things. And we took a step back and got involved in some different things. Larry's got his own thing going, and together we have our doTERRA business going, which we're going to talk about. And we still have the nonprofit, still have Dr. Kim. So our life has been a little bit busy. So thank you to those of you who have continued to listen and be patient. And so we're hopefully back now on Wednesdays. You can listen to us. All of our shows are archived anyway. You can listen anytime, but 9 a.m. on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be posting a link on our website, on our Facebook page. We're also going to give you our website. But why the change, and why doTERRA, and what that means, and what it's meant for me specifically, and then for our family and our life. And so I think probably I've talked about, you know, we'll be married 25 years. Oh my gosh. This August, we're celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. And over those 25 years, both Larry and I have been doing and into a lot of different things. And to be honest with you, he's the healthier of the two of us. I'm the one who I always tell people that when I die, if they cut me open, there's a double cheeseburger, order fries, and a Diet Coke. And so, yeah, I don't know what the Diet Coke does, but that's what's there. That's what I like to eat. But as you get older, and you start, I don't know necessarily if focusing on your health is the right word, but paying attention to your health, I guess, is a better word. And I'm in the menopause stage, ladies, in case you all are wondering.
Can you say that word on there?
Menopause. No. They got a whole play about menopause.
Yeah, that's true.
True. And a couple years ago, I started suffering with migraines worse than I had in the past. And I've always had chronic headaches since college, but they got progressively worse. And as I went into menopause, the doctors were telling me that they thought they were hormonal. And so with menopause comes weight gain for some of us. It comes hot flashes. It comes not sleeping at night. It comes with night sweats. Some people have mood swings. I mean, all kinds of things happen to you. So for those ladies out there who are listening that you're not sure what's going to happen to you in menopause, because they don't tell us this, you know, we just kind of, it's a surprise. It's a surprise. It's like you open up the fortune cookie and there it is. There it is. But whatever you struggle with seems to intensify when you go into menopause. It's kind of like pregnancy. I say that menopause is 1 year for every month that we're pregnant, because they say you can go through menopause for about 10 years. But anyway, for me, that was headaches. And my first migraine came on in college, and I've suffered with them ever since. But they got progressively worse about 2 years ago, to the point that I went to the doctor, and we thought I was in menopause. And she said, well, I can give you something, but if I give you the hormone, mm-hmm. it could make the headaches worse. I'm like, well, I don't want to get worse. So I went to another family physician, and he gave me the migraine medication, which is good if you catch it right when the migraine is starting, but you don't always catch it. He also gave me 800 milligram with a stomach chaser, because all that ibuprofen can rip your stomach apart, and then Vicodin was the other thing I had on the shelf. And I had gone through all the medications up into the Vicodin, and I decided I just wasn't prepared mentally to go into a Vicodin. And so I went back to some over-the-counter items. And when we found doTERRA last summer in June, I was taking two Bear migraine with a Red Bull chaser twice a day, trying to just stay on top of the migraine. So this kind of started this evolution, I want to call it, that Larry and I have gone through with the onset of menopause and trying to work out more. Haven't done so good on our eating healthier, but we have moments.
What are you trying to say?
We're a work in progress. But really the migraines was what started this quest to try to, for me specifically, to get some relief. And so it came to us in a totally different way, but that's why we started this. And so what we decided we wanted to do is we've been trying to share it with as many people, family, friends. We weren't necessarily going to, as they say, do the business, quote unquote. But it became so easy for both of us to share that we said, we got to do something with this. This doesn't make any sense that it's working. We're having results with it, or I'm having success with it. My migraines are basically gone. That we don't share that with somebody. It's mm-hmm. kind of like they say, you know, you go to the movie, and if it's a great movie, you tell everybody you know how great the movie was. Right. If you get poor service in a restaurant or something, you tell everybody, at least I do, I tell everybody I know how bad the service is. So why wouldn't we share the information? And so that's kind of where we've been since last June, is working with the doTERRA products and finding out what works for each one of us and getting a routine down. And then we decided, you know what, we have the Dr. Kim show. Why not utilize that show to bring some value, some more value to your life? And so that's what Larry and I proposed to do for a while here. And so each week we're going to look at a particular oil and what it does, the properties of it, you know, give you some information about it, how you can use it. We'll always share our website where you can go and get more information about other products. As well as our Facebook page. You can call us. We can come out and do classes for you. We'll be hosting classes once a month. And so that's kind of what we're going to be looking at. And as he mentioned, you know, our health and our well-being, it's a whole body thing. It's more than just your physical health. It's your mental health, your emotional health, and your spiritual health. And when you look at all of that, when that's all in tune and when that's all working, as they say, all eight cylinders firing, your relationships are much better as well. So it really is kind of connected. I've been trying to connect all my dots, so to speak. And so we're excited about it, and we're excited about what it's doing in our life. I think both of our whys is we want to get this into as many hands as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. And everything that I've thought about or that I do, whether it's through my nonprofit, through my personal life, through Dr. Kim, through doTERRA, it's always about helping someone and restoring them to where they were when they had hope, when they had a dream, where they had a vision for their life, where they were happy and whole. And so this just kind of, it just kind of fits. So you got anything to add to that part?
Mm-hmm. Ditto. Yeah. We were not looking for this. Mm-hmm. We kind of had started on a path of, to deal with better health and mm-hmm. to look at better health. As you say, I've always been interested in
holistic
things and spirituality and all of that. Grew up in that kind of a household. But I think when we found this, or when it found us
yeah, because we were not looking.
Thanks, Eshel.
Right. No, actually, Donna. Totally.
Oh,
Shell.
That's right. Thanks, Donna. Thanks, Eshel. Both of you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
We were like, essential oil. Yeah, I've heard of that. What is that?
Right.
And now, man, they're essential.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I know why they're called that now. Because it's become a way of life. We had a gentleman in the house the other day that was, that's right, I forgot about the aroma touch, the therapies that you do on people as well. If you've never had an aroma touch, folks, you don't know what you're missing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It takes massage to a whole nother level, and you're not even really being massaged. It's crazy. But she'll explain that later. But it just becomes a way of life. And, you get up in the morning and you're doing your oils, and you middle of the day, if you need an oil, exactly what to go to. And you come home in the evening and you have your evening meal and you're getting ready to go to bed and you have your oils, you have your supplements. It's just a part of who we are now, right. in this, since last June. And it gets to the point where you, even in polite conversation, if someone says something about, oh man, I'm run down. Oh, there's an oil for that. oh my goodness. My headache is, I got an oil for that.
There's an oil for that. Yeah.
Man, I got this rash.
There's an oil for that.
And there literally is, an oil for every single ailment
right
on the planet.
Right. Right.
And, it's just amazing stuff. So Kim's going to share with you the first oil in a long, wonderful line of products. That comes from a wonderful company called doTERRA. And
doTERRA means gift of the earth. And I'm not a linguistic person at all, but I know when there's names of things, it attracts me. And so I didn't know what doTERRA meant. And when I learned what it meant, I told her, I said, oh, I really like that gift of the earth. It makes so much sense. And so we've kind of hinted a little bit to what doTERRA is all about. It is about essential oils. I knew nothing about essential oils, literally had heard about them, but I knew nothing about them. Since starting this journey, they're everywhere. People are using them, have been using them for years. Essential oils have been around for thousands of years. Any of you who are believers or not believers, they brought frankincense to baby Jesus. It was one of the gifts of the wise men, and frankincense is an essential oil. And my saying to everybody is, if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. So we'll share.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll share what that one does as we go along. But the way we thought we'd kind of handle it, because there are so many and there's so many uses for them. And in our half an hour time on our show, we'll only be able to give you some brief information. So there's plenty of research out there, information that you can get that that if you want to do more research, or you can, again, contact us, and we're happy to share what we know. We're not experts by any stretch of the imagination, but we've learned a lot, and we're happy to do the research, because every time somebody comes to us with a challenge, it kind of educates us, because we get to go and look and see, oh, you might want to try this. Mm-hmm. And it's similar, you know, I've been liking it too, because every once in a while people say, well, there's just so many, I just don't know what to do. I said, but you know, when, think about it. If you go to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, you've got a headache, try this one, this medication. If that doesn't work, you go back to the doctor and you try another one until you find what works for you. But as I was sitting here, I just thought about it. For us women, if we go to buy something, or if we go to get our nails done, let's say, and we don't like the way they do it, we try somebody else. Right. You know, if there's a pair of shoes that I'm looking for to match a dress, if the first one doesn't match, I try something until I find a match. Mm-hmm. So, it, you know, as we go through this journey together, I want you to think about that. The first one may not be the right one for you. And Larry has found that there are some oils that are good for a number of things, so you don't necessarily have to have that particular one. So that's a little bit of an introduction about doTERRA. They are based out of Utah. It's an amazing company. We went to their convention for a couple of days last year. I'm planning on going again this year. It's still growing. Very integritous, very transparent company from what I can see so far. Absolutely. All we can talk about is what we have seen so far with our own eyes, not something somebody told us or what we think. We've been to the factory, corporate offices, but it really did find us, because it was introduced to me because of our nonprofit as another source of income for the nonprofit. And as I looked at it, I could see how it would benefit our families. And one of our goals, personal for Larry and I, is that we would be able to make enough money doing our doTERRA business that we would be able to give each one of our families the family physician kit, which is what we're going to start with talking about, because it's that basic stuff that everybody needs to have in their medicine cabinet to take out some of the synthetic things that we put in our medicine cabinet. So that's how it came to us, and in that process of going through a migraine at that very time, it just kind of was like, oh, okay, we need to take a closer look at that. So, the first 10 oils that we're going to look at are what they call the family physician kit. They're the basics. And I'm just going to list the 10 for you. And then each week we're going to delve into one. And so the first 10 oils, or what we call our most popular oils, or the ones that you want to have in your, I want to say your arsenal, are lavender, lemon, peppermint, melaleuca, oregano, breathe, frankincense, digestion, on guard, and deep blue. And each one of them has something specific that they're known for or that they're good for, but they have lots of uses. So that's kind of how we're gonna start and where we're gonna begin. And so we'll start with lavender. You know, for us women specifically, we know about lavender because lavender flowers, lavender perfume. Lavender has been known to be great for sleeping. Lavender color, you know, it's that light purple. Everybody knows about lavender. And it's interesting, a couple years ago, one of my jazzercise friends, she gave us the neatest little gift, I thought, for Christmas. And it was a hand lotion, but it said sleepy time or bedtime, and it was lavender. And I thought, and I told her, what a great gift, because all women have trouble sleeping, whether we got kids in the house and we're not sleeping because of the kids when they're little, or they're older and they're out in the car and we're not sleeping, or we're going through menopause and we're not sleeping. It's just, this just part of who we are. I think that's a woman makeup thing. Men have, you guys just lay down and go to sleep. It's just, you know, I don't know. Our minds are going, I don't know what that is, but we just not.
Can be climbing on top of.
Yeah, y'all sleep, snoring, mm-hmm, sleep. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I thought, what a great gift. And so I went to use it one night and it was so strong, I literally had to wash it off. Mm-hmm. And it was because it had so much perfume in it. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to share with you with these oils is they are pure. That is so important. I've been meeting people, and as I've been sharing them, they say to me, well, I get mine at Sprouts or
Trader Joe's,
Farmer's Markets. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great, but they may not be pure. Now, they will say, a lot of the oils will say therapeutic grade, which means that they are purer than most, or they can be used in therapy, so to speak. But doTERRA are certified pure therapeutic grade, which means that once they extract the oil, whether it's from the plant, whether it's from the bark of the tree, whether it's from the leaf, from the flowers, however that extraction happens, they then test that particular oil to make sure that what's going in that bottle of lavender is only lavender. It's not lavender and perfume. It's lavender.
And it's third party.
And it's a third party testing, exactly. And so that means that if Larry and I wanted to have an oil, we couldn't have Jordan tested because Jordan's our son. And hopefully he would say that we had a good product. Mm-hmm. So they go to an independent third party to test it. And if it's not what is supposed to be in that bottle, that's not what's in there. And so we don't get the oil. So that's one of the things that's really important. And so I share that because that's the case with all the oils. Some are blends. So they'll have what that blend has in it. But specifically with the lavender, because a lot of people get an oil, and when you smell the oil, one of the tests is, if it smells like something else is in there, there's probably something else in there. It's kind of like if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Yeah, it's probably a duck, you know. So with the doTERRA, you can be assured of that. One of the other things we want to tell you is how you can use the oils. Another great test to determine if you have a certified pure oil or not is the way you can use it. Most of our oils you can ingest. And a lot of people that I've talked to as I've been sharing with them, where they say, oh, I use them, but they say we can't ingest them, then it's not pure. Mm. Now, granted, there's some you don't want to ingest. If it's deep blue, you don't want to ingest deep blue. If it's wintergreen, you don't want to ingest wintergreen. But each of our oils, we tell you that. So let's do that real briefly as we start looking at the oils. The way you can use the oils are aromatically, which means that you can diffuse them or you can just inhale them. That just, you know, aromatically, it's in the air. Topically, which means you can apply the oil to the skin or wherever the problem is, and then ingesting, which means you can literally take it either in a capsule, put it on your tongue, but it can go into your system. And you'll find with a lot of the doTERRA oils, you cook with them as well, so that's ingesting. So, and then as we send out information, and we'll... After each oil, we'll also post it on our Facebook page so you can see a little information about the oil. But for lavender specifically, the biggest thing that most people think about for lavender is that it's great for sleep and for resting. It's a relaxing oil. We use it every night. I specifically was doing it because, again, menopause, one of my other symptoms was I didn't sleep at night. And it's very annoying to go to bed, think you got 8 hours sleep, and be tired when you wake up. And so we diffuse it. I diffuse lavender and breathe, or lavender and eucalyptus. to help us breathe and to help me rest. Larry said he just started literally using it. He's in the room with me, of course, but you can also apply the lavender to your temples, right under your nose, the back of your neck, the bottom of your feet, any place. And he was saying that you were sharing that you were starting to have more of a restful sleep as well, right?
Yeah, I tried it for the last two nights.
Oh, okay. Specifically on your body.
Specifically on the body, the temples, the under the nose, behind the neck, the back of the neck, and then the bottoms of the feet. And I have slept as quote unquote like a baby. I was already sleeping well because it's being diffused into the air.
Room
every night, you know, when we're going to bed. But this was a whole nother level.
Right.
Of, I'll say tranquility. Just gentle, restful sleep. I mean, when you wake up, you just wake up.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have to, you know, groggy. It's not that groggy. Sure, you still have to get up and get your bearings.
Right.
You know, because you're coming out of a sleep. But when I've noticed the last two nights, I've actually just kind of, it's morning. Okay, let me get myself together. Not the groggy feeling. So it's really, as you said, you're going to tell them there's some other properties to it that are actually helping that process.
And the other thing, one of the other cool things about lavender, it has a calming effect. So if there's an anxiety or if you're nervous about something, lavender is good for that. Lavender soothes occasional skin irritations. It supports in that. One of the other things that I found myself taking quite regularly was Benadryl or an antihistamine of some sort, because I really was having trouble sleeping. And again, not wanting to be on the prescription medication, I was looking for alternatives. And one of the alternatives, antihistamines for some people helps you sleep. You know, it'll just put you to sleep. Not one, not two. Sometimes I had to do three or four. But the lavender aids in that, as well as itching. If you get a bug bite, apply a little lavender to the bug bite. Mosquito bites. We sit on a river, and we're in California, and we don't really have mosquitoes, but we got mosquitoes. I think all of them live in our neighborhood. All the California mosquitoes live in our neighborhood.
I believe so.
Don't you agree? Because we can go somewhere else and there's no mosquitoes. It's the craziest thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sundown,
it's
over with.
It's over with. Yeah, you don't want to go out there after sundown. Mm-hmm. So lavender is good for that, as well as itching, because the antihistamine, again, helps with the itching. So anytime I would have an itch, I would take a Benadryl or something. And now I can just apply a little lavender. It's interesting. On something I read, it said apply it to the tips of the ears. I have no idea what that is. But the tips of the ears, I do that and just down my earlobe and then sometimes on the actual place. And it soothes it. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of amazing.
Well, it's all of those appendages.
Yeah.
In Chinese medicine, they all are related to.
Oh, that's true.
A specific organ in the body.
Right.
So even the tips of the ears have. I'm not sure which one it is, but there's a connection.
Right. With that.
Yeah.
Connection. And I think because lavender has that calming effect, normally when you're itching, it's kind of one of that, what do you call it? That it's an anxious thing. So, you know, it calms that down. So the other thing, and as we were sitting and talking about the show today and how lavender is, we have another source that we look up, and they call lavender the Swiss Army knife of oils. So in other words, it's so great for so many things. But one of the, my husband is a history buff, so I always try to find the history in something. And so when it talks about the World War One and Twos, he's like, oh, what is that? So it said that, during World War One and Two, Korean War, and the Vietnam soldiers and medics carried lavender oil with them onto the battlefields for disinfecting wounds, soothing fears, and for those in pain. I thought that was so interesting. Mm. So again, we're not talking about something that just happened yesterday. This is something that's been around for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
And it's just a matter of we've had it. God gave it to us. Mm-hmm. Again, doTERRA, gift of the earth. It's here for mm-hmm. us to use. Mm-hmm. So why not utilize it? And then as I thought about it, and we were talking a little bit about how this relates back to our relationships, think about it if you're sleeping better. When you wake up in the morning, you're in a better mood. So your relationship with not only the people in your home when you wake up, but as you go out to your offices or out to your daily jobs, the relationships are better because you're feeling better. You're more rested. You're more relaxed.
Yeah. And it also deals with those with, you know, they're suffering from sleep apnea.
Yeah, that's right.
It does allow you to sleep through that, because it's a process where you're, if I understand it correctly, you're stopping the breathing.
Yeah.
The breathing is stopping in the middle, right. And your brain is saying, wake up.
Right.
You know, and right. so you jolt back into, you know, reality, so to speak, and then you drift back off.
Right.
And then you stop breathing again, and then your brain says, wake up.
Right.
And so it's this constant down, you know, back and forth. Well, you know, the lavender can definitely
assist
in getting you into a state where you are just
restful,
calm and resting and sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's really interesting too, because when you think about it, calm and resting, I know my brain doesn't shut off, or hasn't in the past, and now it's starting to shut down. You know, I try to go to bed and I've started kind of getting into a new routine. I still go to bed with the television or a book when I initially lay down, and Larry still comes in and turns off lights and takes off my glasses and everything. But I have found myself also going, as I'm going to sleep and saying my prayers, I'm also trying to make sure I remember three things at least that I'm thankful for. And I meditate on those things. And what are those three things that in the day that I'm thankful for? And sometimes it's more, but I'm always able to come up with three things. And so I'm trying to put myself more in a relaxed state. And I think the support that we're getting with the oils, please understand us. We are not saying that stop going to your doctor and don't take your medicine. No, that's not what this is. This is supporting and helping what you're doing. You have to do what's best for you. Mm-hmm. We're sharing with you what has happened in our household, mm-hmm. and how it has aided us. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking migraine over-the-counter medications
or prescriptions
anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so excited now. We can go through Sam's Club. I'm like, babe, we don't have to go in that section. You know, because I was buying the Benadryl, I was buying the bottles of Tylenol, I was buying all that stuff. And as we go through
Pepto-Bismol,
this,
you were,
oh my gosh, wait until we get to that portion. But it's important that you understand that. And we will also share with you some of the things that this may help you eliminate from the medicine cabinet, mm-hmm. That you're buying over the counter. And so you might find, like for lavender, we've been talking about tonight, that's a sleep aid. You know, if you're taking a sleep aid, and a lot of us do, whether it's over the counter or prescription, we need a little extra help because we're so noisy. The world is so noisy. Our relationships, our jobs, everything is so noisy that we are not able to shut it down. So we need something to help us sleep. And so I'm not having that like I used to anymore. The antihistamine. I don't need a prescription to buy Benadryl, and I was buying the Sam's brand. And, you know, I was getting $600 for $4. I thought that was a deal. Now I don't even need the $4, you know. So I'm like, that's really cool. So you want to, as we go through, we're going to talk more about all those different things. But here's, as I leave you today with the lavender, here's a few uses that you might find. Add a few drops of lavender to pillows, bedding, and the bottoms of your feet for a restful night's sleep. We've talked about that. Keep a bottle of lavender on hand for minor burns, cuts, and scrapes. Freshen your linen closet, mattress, car, or the air by combining lavender with water in a spray bottle. Add to bath water and soak away your stress and apply to the temples, the back of the neck to ease muscle tension. By the way, some people use lavender to get rid of a headache. If you were like I was and I had a headache every day, that's probably not going to work for you. But if you are just a minor headache, lavender may do it for you. Use in cooking to soften citrus flavors and add a flavorful twist to marinades, baked goods, and desserts. So those are just some of the things that you might find that you want to use your lavender for. You want to make sure that it is certified CPTG, certified therapeutic grade, or doTERRA. You want to make sure that it says that you can ingest it before you cook with it. But that's lavender.
That's it.
That's it. That's all she wrote. I mean, well, there's so much more. There is so much more.
Yes, mm-hmm.
But next week we'll talk about lemon, and I'll make sure we post to Facebook. Larry will post to Facebook.
I will.
Larry will post to Facebook. Lavender and also some of the medicine cabinet things that lavender may help you supplement.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, by the way, we have a website.
We do have a website.
Would you like to give them our website?
I certainly will. It is www.kimand, and that's A-N-D, Larry, .giftoftheearth.com. Once again, that's kimandlarry.giftoftheearth.com. And there you can download our free information.
Mm-hmm.
There's information on all of the oils there.
Mm-hmm. There's some videos.
Some videos there. Very great information. And you can contact us through that or through the Facebook page, and we'll be happy to.
What's our Facebook page?
Yes, we can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/KimandLarry.giftoftheearth.
We thank you for joining us for Wellness Wednesday. Wellness all around, not just wellness in your physical, but in your emotional, your spiritual, and your relationships. And we thank you for being a part, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night.
I walk with a huge smile. No matter what this day is gonna give, I'm fine. Yeah. Seeing all my friends and all pals who are so close to me is music to my soul. Yeah. I don't wanna think I'm gonna be free. I don't touch what's going on round and round. It's a hero to feel all the noises of city, cause I am feeling alive. Life is starting with a love. Take us to the happiness and joy.